A personal sporting record was broken this week when the Montreal Expos came to New York for a four-game series with the Mets at Shea Stadium. Now, it wasn't strikeouts or RBIs or stolen bases. It was the number of baseballs snagged. Zach Hample grabbed 31 baseballs over the course of two games. His previous two-game high was 22. Mr. Hample cajoles players to flip baseballs to him during batting practice. He retrieves foul balls during games. Over the years, Zach Hample has caught, snagged, or charmed himself into 2,176 baseballs. He joins us on the line from his home in New York, New York. Mr. Hample, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Do you call this a hobby, an obsession, or a sickness?
All of the above.
What do you do with all those baseballs?
I brag about them mostly, and I just enjoy owning them. I've never sold a ball. I don't play with them. Mm-hmm. I just accumulate them, and it's really weird, but I love it at the same time.
I mean, do you, like a miser does with gold in the movies, do you let them run through your fingers and pour them over your naked body or something?
Well, let's not get carried away.
If you could share with us some of the tips that you've used to snag balls over the years.
Absolutely. Well, the most important thing is to show up early. If you have a ticket for the game, you're entitled to enter the stadium as soon as it opens. Bring your glove, of course. You run inside, and the players are just hitting one swing after another. They're playing catch in the outfield. They're running. They're stretching. And there's a lot of baseballs being used, and it's a very loose atmosphere. Now, getting more specific, print up the roster of both teams that you're going to see, because if you're going to ask a player for a ball, you have to know his name. You can't yell, "Hey, you." In addition, bring the cap of both teams that are playing. I always wear a visiting team's cap when that team is on the field. I suck up to them, I'm deceitful, and I pretend that I'm one of their fans, and they're much more likely to throw me a baseball that way.
I've heard you've become a linguist, too, given the diversity of baseball-playing backgrounds there are these days.
Well, that's true. I've learned to ask for baseballs in several different languages. There are many Spanish-speaking players, and so I would say to them, "Dame la bola, por favor," which is not fancy. It just means, "Give me the ball, please."
Yeah.
And I must have gotten at least 100 balls just with that line. I've also gotten about a dozen by asking in Japanese. I say, "Choto, boru o nagete kudasai." I've gotten a few by using Korean, just Kong, just sell.
Do you ever just sit and glory in the majesty of the game, follow it as a game, or are you
Hell
always...
no.
No, yes.
Yeah, no. If I wanted to get a great view, I would stay home and watch it on television.
How many balls can you catch without having to move to an estate in Long Island?
I'm now living in a very small studio apartment. I don't have space for them here, so I'll have to make little shuttle runs over to my parents' place to drop them off. I don't know. It could get out of hand.
Oh, it certainly hasn't already, though.
Oh, no. I definitely have it under control.
Well, Zach Hample speaking with us from his home in New York. Thanks very much.
Thank you.